Siyacela Nkosi ukuthi ube phakathi kwethu.
We pray, Lord, that you will be in our midst.
Ushilo ukuthi ngiyakuhlala phakathi kwenu.
You said and promised that you will live among them and
uhambe phakathi kwethu.
And walk amongst us.
Siyacela ukuba leso sethembiso sifezeke kule mzuzu.
We pray, Lord, that that promise will go into fulfillment in these moments.
Yiba nathi ke Nkulunkulu ngomusa wakho.
Be with us, our Lord, in your grace.
Amen.
Amen. Let's turn to God's word, Luke chapter 9, verse
28. Athabathe isiphambano sakhe imihla ngemihla angilandele.
Then he said to them all, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me.
Lapha kukhulunywa ngezinto ezintathu.
Here there are three things which are spoken about. If you want to follow the Lord, the first thing is you must deny yourself. Second point, you need to take up your cross daily. And thirdly, follow him.
Ngithanda ukukhuluma ke ngokuthabatha isiphambano imihla ngemihla.
I'd like to speak more about taking up your cross daily.
Ukuthabatha isiphambano sakho kuchazani?
What does it mean to take up your cross?
Ukuthabatha isiphambano sakho kuchazani?
What does that mean, to take up your cross? Someone may say, well, to take up your cross means to deny yourself.
Yebo, singasho ukuthi nalokho kukhona kukho lokho ukuthi umuntu athabathe isiphambano.
Yes, there is an element of sacrifice and denial to take up your cross.
Empeleni kuchazani ukuthi thabathi siphambano sakho.
But what does it really mean to take up your cross?
Usithabathe usuku nosuku.
And to take up your cross daily.
All right, let's get back to our text. Ukuthabathi siphambano kuchazani?
What does it mean to take up your cross? Someone may say, well, it's just to deny yourself. But then I ask the question, why then does the Lord say, deny yourself and take up your cross? As if here he implies these are two different things.
Bese asho nokwesithathu. Angilandele.
And then the third point, that you must follow me.
Vele ngiyakholwa ukuthi ukuthabatha isiphambano kusho zonke lezo zinto. Kumumethe konke lokho.
I believe taking up your cross actually involves all three of these things, and both of the other two.
Kodwa mhlambe kukhona okujulile kunalokho ukuthi uyidele.
But perhaps it means more than actually just denying yourself.
Ngoba la kuthiwa zithele.
Because it says here.
Umlandele. Thabathi siphambane usuku nosuku.
Says here, deny yourself, follow me, take up your cross daily. What does that mean? There are people who actually carry around a cross. Some bishops, they carry a big cross here in front.
Sangabona nabafana befaka amaqiqi lengisiphambano la lengisiphambano la.
Some girls, and I've actually seen some boys doing it too, they hang a cross from their ears.
Amanye amadoda futhi la entanyeni iketanga nesiphambano kusho ukuthi utsedwele isiphambano.
Others wear a necklace with a cross on it. So that, does that mean you're carrying a cross? Some
people,
other people, part of their worship, they actually carry a cross on their shoulder, which they carry around, but it's not very heavy. It's only about this size.
Abanye basithwale nge sabatha, kodwa la kuthiwa usithwale usuku nosuku.
And then others carry it on a Sunday. But here it says you must do it daily.
Uthini uNkulunkulu kuwe uma ethi wena thabathi siphambane usuku nosuku?
What is God saying to you personally when he says to you, take up your cross daily?
Kuyinto ofanele ukuyenza wena.
It's something you need to do.
Hayi ukuthi hey angisaphili uJesu wafa esiphambanweni sengiyaphumula. Cha kusekhona umsebenzi odinga ukwenza usuku nosuku usithethe isiphambano sithwale.
You cannot just sit back and say, well, I died with Christ and that's he's done all the work. I don't need to do anything. No, here's something you need to do. You need to carry your cross daily.
Isiphambano esaziwa ngesikhathi samaRoma besibengesikuswazi nje olthweleyo noma isiphambano osilengisayo eswini sakho. Isiphambano bekuyinto enkulu esindayo enzima.
In Roman times, the cross which was used wasn't just a thin little piece of wood, something which was light. It was a rugged piece of work, heavy to carry. To carry a cross was something very difficult. It was a terribly difficult task.
If you imagine the Christian life, what kind of a picture have you got of the Christian life? Many have got dreams and pictures of a Christian life, and it's as far away as the east from the west from that what Jesus says a Christian has got to do.
Baninga abantu abanesithombe sempilo yomuntu okholwayo, kodwa lokho abacabangayo ngokuphila ngokukholwa kuhlukene kabi njengempumalanga nentshonalanga kunalokho uJesu acabangayo ngokukholwa ngempilo yokholwa.
To carry the cross was the most dreadful, shameful, difficult thing. A terrible death. The worst death you can think of.
Ukthwalisa phambano kwakuyinto enzima kabi, into elihlazo. Nokufa okulandelayo esiphambanweni kukufa okubuhlungu kabi.
Imagine that you would have lived in Jesus' times when they didn't have these crosses and Zionist crosses.
Abanga kuba wawuphila
ngaleso crosses when they knew the cross as a cross. And Jesus says, you Christian, you follower of mine, take it. You take it. He doesn't say he'll take it for you. You've got to take it.
Abanga ukuba wawuphila ngaleso sikhathi sika Jesu. Isiphambano saziwa ngento enzima kabi. Kungakacatshangwa ngesiphambano ngento elengiswa nje la entanyeni noma into ethwalwa iyoni noma abanye. Cha, ucabanga ngesiphambano sangaleso sikhathi bese uJesu athi sithwale wena.
Uma sifunda iBhayibheli, sifunda iTestamente elisha, ngisho nelidala futhi, sifunde ngesiphambano. Isiphambano simemethe kuphi?
If you read the Bible, in the New Testament, and even in the Old, what does the cross stand for and signify? We've said already, yes, there's an element of denial. Yes, and I agree, there is that to it.
Kodwa ngibona ukuthi kukhona okujulile kunalokho.
But I think there's something even deeper than that.
UJesu wathwala isiphambano.
Jesus carried the cross.
Elenge isiphambano kwasetshenzwa into eyodwa. Kwasetshenzwa isono.
When he hung on the cross, it was for one purpose, and that is that sin is dealt with.
UNkulunkulu wasebenzisa isono esiphambanweni.
That was what God purposed with the cross, to deal with sin.
Uma kade engamthwesanga uJesu ngezono zethu esiphambanweni, isiphambanweni singabe yizeleze into yokudlala, kungaba ukhuni nje olude, kungafana necici lesiphambano.
If God wouldn't have burdened the Lord Jesus with our sin on the cross, for him to carry our sin, then the cross wouldn't have meant much at all. It would have been like an ornament today.
Isiphambano awukwazi ukusukanisa nokusetshenzwa kwesono.
You cannot separate this cross with sins being dealt with.
UJesu uthi ke akube yilona lo usuku nosuku athabathe isiphambano.
Now Jesus says you should every day take up your cross.
Noma uthwala isiphambano sakho, kodwa isiphambano sika Jesu singasebenzanga empilweni yakho. Kuyizeleze lokhu kuthwala okuphelele.
Now even if you should say, well, I take up my cross daily. You're carrying your own cross. But if the cross of Jesus hasn't worked in your life, then it is worthless.
Isiphambano sisukondene nesono. Siqeda isono.
Cross, the cross has to do with sin. The cross deals with sin.
Isiphambano sika Jesu. Isono esebenza isono empilweni yethu.
The cross of Jesus Christ deals with sin in our life.
Ngithole ucingo ekuseni.
I got a phone call this morning.
UDr. Albie ngishayela ucingo.
Dr. Albie was on the line.
Ule kude Namibia.
He's in Namibia.
Uyashumayela manje njengamanje esontweni khona.
He's busy preaching there now.
Angiliphethi iwashi niyohlala ngazi kuze kube nini.
I haven't got my watch here, so I don't know till when you're going to sit here.
Uthi umfundisi wakhona. Ethi hey, mfowethu, ngafika kwasiza abantu.
Now the minister there, where Albie is preaching, said, well, brother, I once went to Sizabantu. And And I came and there with some black preachers. That was this Dumini who came here.
He
says, when I got there to Sizabantu, I went to the reception and asked for a place to sleep. I sat for 2.5 hours. Before I could get a place to sleep. After 2.5 hours, they eventually showed me where I would sleep. I don't know whether they eventually stayed in my house.
He
says,
he
said, eventually when he got to his room, he went in there, he took his Bible and just threw it onto the table. He was annoyed, irritated.
And angry. And when he had threw the Bible onto the table, it opened. And then he went and looked. And a word stood out. A bishop should be without blame.
Uthi ilaphel posi Bible ngaleyo ndlela lavuleka. Ngoku lapho livuleka khona izwi igama elagqamayo kuyena. Mayethu yalifunda, ufunda ukuthi umbishopi kudinga ukuthi angabi nasici.
Angabi nabala, angabi nacala. Abe msulu, abe mhlophe, qua.
Blameless, spotless.
Uthi wawa ngamadolo phansi embedeni wathi Nkulunkulu ngithethelele.
And he fell onto his knees next to his bed and cried out to the Lord and said, oh God, forgive me.
Uthi lapho esemadolweni ekhala zaqhamuka izono zaqhamuka. Impilo yakhe yonke yadlula phambi kwamehlo akhe.
And while he was there crying to the Lord, suddenly he saw all his sins that he had committed throughout his life, like a film being played off before his eyes.
Like Billy Graham said the other day, all of a sudden, all his sins came before him.
NjengoBilly Graham esho ngalezinsuku ukuthi kukhona isikhathi lapho zonke izono zafika zama phambi kwakhe.
Uthi wakhala wathi Nkulunkulu ngingomoni ngisono esikhulu.
And he cried to the Lord, he said, oh Lord, I'm a sinner. I'm the greatest sinner.
He says, oh God, please deal with sin in my life. The cross hadn't done its work. He could still get angry, annoyed.
He could still get annoyed and irritated and angry.
Esiphambanweni uNkulunkulu wasebenza ngesono.
God dealt with sin on the cross.
Uma kukhulunywa ngesiphambano sikho asikwazi ukukhohlwa leso siphambano.
If we speak about the cross, we cannot forget that cross.
Uthi uNkulunkulu wasebenza ngezono zakhe. ube namabandla ngamashumi amahlanu phansi kwakhe bekumfundisi omkhulu.
So God dealt with sin in his life. Now this was a minister who had 50 different churches or congregations under him.
Uma isekhaya,
when he went home,
behlele motweni ehamba,
still on the way in the car,
kwezwakala ukuthi abanye bebengasebenzisi imama benephunga.
As they were driving along, it was noticeable that some of the people in the vehicle hadn't used any deodorant. And in his heart he thought, what type of people are these? And then he said, God spoke to him. When he got home, he went to his wife.
What him gone?
Said, my wife, I have never repented in my life before.
I'm unconverted. And the wife said, oh no, my husband, you're such a fine Christian. You've got 50 congregations that you are in charge of. Don't say you are unconverted. He says, hey, keep quiet. I'm unconverted. It's a pity that so many people call themselves converted, and they're not really genuinely converted. Converted to something else, but not from their sin.
Umngaka wayesethawo. Baba wabantwana ungasho kanjani ukuthi awuphendukile? Hayi ngani uphendukile wena ngoba ingani namabandla u50 ngaphansi kwakho. Wathi mngami ngiyazi mina angaze ngiphenduke mina. Kuyahlupha ngoba abaningi bayasho ukuthi baphendukile kodwa abakaze bephenduke.
He says I'm not saved from apartheid. I'm not saved from irritability and these things. I'm an unconverted man.
Wathi mngama angaphenduki ngoba kusekhona iapartheid enhlizweni yami. Angaphenduki futhi ecasukeni. Kusho ukuthi angaphenduki mina.
It's a pity that Christianity is such a shallow standard. And that's why you can't experience revival. You can be right in it. And you run away from it. You can't stand it. Because you are full of sin.
You
can be right in a revival wherever you are. And think you're a perfect Christian. But if God reveals himself to you, you'll find that your righteousness and righteousnesses are like filthy rags before him.
Ungaba khona endaweni lakusebenza khona uNkulunkulu. Kodwa ungezwa lutho kodwa mhla uNkulunkulu esezambula kuwena, uzobona ukuthi konke ukulunga kwakho awuthunakho. Uzovela ukubona ukuthi kuyizidwedwe nje phambi kaNkulunkulu.
And you can understand that you can live for a whole week and nobody is touched by your life. For a whole week, nobody gets converted. For a whole week, nobody is touched by you.
Ikhoke njengekholela intantayo nje ungahamba isonto lonke kungekho kwenzekayo kungekho uNkulunkulu akwenzayo ngawe kungekho noyedwa thintekayo ngempilo yakho.
You can say, well, I haven't got heathen around me. They didn't be around you. There are many in the world and they can be miles away, and God can use you to revolutionize those people. But it's sin in your life and nothing else. And that has got to be dealt by the cross.
And
let the cross of Christ be your cross. That's the best cross.
Sithatheke isiphambano senkosi yethu Jesu Kristu. Usenze sibe ngesakho. Ikube isona siphambano sakho sithwalayo.
Lo mfundisi uthi lokho engahlangana nakho kwasiza abantu. Lokho engahlangana nakho endleleni kwayiguqula impilo yakhe. Uthe uhlangene nathi lo mfundisi. Uyinto eyodwa nathi.
And that minister says that what he experienced.
Albie says
that what this minister experienced here at Sizabantu on his way back home again. It changed that minister's life. And that man is one heart, one soul with us.
Isiphambano sasebenza sasihlanganisa.
The cross brought us together.
Mina lapho ngikuzwa ukuthi umuntu alinde amahora amabili no half.
When I heard that someone had to wait for 2.5 hours before he got his place to sleep, obviously for me that's not an easy thing. Then I remembered how Mary and Martha, when their brother was dying, they had to wait for 4 days. Before the Lord Jesus
arrived.
And when he eventually did arrive, they said to him, why, he is rotting already. He's smelling. It's a bad stench.
UJesu wathi, kodwa wena, awukholwa ngani, uma ungakholwa ungabona inkazimulo kaNkulunkulu. Kulokhu kubola, kulokhu kunuka, uJesu angabonakalisa inkazimulo yakhe.
And the Lord said, but why don't you believe? Because God can change this situation where he's smelling already, a bad smell, but God can reveal his glory out of that and through it.
Kukhona ukuthi ukuzidela kube seceleni. Ukumlandela uJesu kube seceleni uthabathe isiphambano sithwale.
So there is such a thing that there's denying yourself on the one side, following him on the other side, but then also taking up your cross.
Ngiyahlupheki ngabantu abaphumayo uHans Kohl uyahamba bayavalalisa.
Don't be distracted by the people that are leaving. Hans Kohl is leaving and others are going as well with him.
Isiphambano sika Jesu siyasebenza. Sisebenzisono.
The cross of Jesus works and it deals with sin.
Leso sono sisebenzile kuwe.
That sin that has been at work in your life.
Leso sono. Lezo zono zasetshenzwa ngokupheleleyo esiphambanweni.
But those sins were dealt with on the cross.
Not in a half measure, but perfectly. Holy.
Has
sin been dealt with in your life? Not that you don't exist. You still live. Paul says, yes, I don't live, but Christ lives who? In me. You don't stop existing. And God wants you to show forth the glory of God.
Sesasebenza inisiphambano sika Christ empilweni yakho ngokupheleleyo. Hayi ukuthi usuzofa kwawena, cha uzophila. Kodwa isiphambano siyosebenza isona empilweni yakho.
Amaluthele esontweni lamaluthela baze baguqula amacula khona ngesijalmane.
In the Lutheran church, they even took some songs and they changed them.
All the songs like, Ich will dich lieben. Sagen sie, nein, ich will, das muss weg. Alles mit ich, weg. Und dann haben sie die schönsten Lieder aus dem Gesangbuch genommen.
Where it says,
wenn dein Ich nicht mehr da ist, musst du tot sein. Aber in diesem Ich, du sollst etwas sein zu Ehre Gottes.
They take the songs where it says, like, I will love you. They say, no, that I mustn't be there. It's selfish. You mustn't just say I. That's I will be there, and it must always be there, unless, of course, you are dead. Otherwise, there will be no I if you are dead.
Ngiya kumlandela uJesu ukuthi hayi akuphele lokhu ngiya.
Or where it says, I will follow Jesus. They say it, one shouldn't be, you know, say, I will do this, or I will follow him.
Kodwa kulomi na kufanele ukuba isiphambano siqede isono.
But what needs to happen is that in this I, this there, the cross must have done its work.
Paul said, follow me. He didn't say follow Christ. He says, you follow me and don't be ashamed of me as I follow Christ.
UPaulo wathi ngilandele njengoba nami ngimlandela uKristu.
You've got to be sanctified, made holy.
When
and you yourself have got to be to the glory of God.
Wena qobo lwakho udinga ukuthi ungcweliswe. Impilo yakho iletha inkazimulo kuNkulunkulu.
But sin must have been dealt with in your life.
Kodwa kuzodinga ukuthi isono sisetshenzwe empilweni yakho.
No grudges, no pride, no resentment.
Akufuneki gqubo, akufuneki ubumuncu noma
noma kube izinkanuko zenyama.
Or lusts of the flesh.
Ububi. Kodwa kuwe kubonakale yena.
In you, Christ must be seen.
Uguze usho kanye no Paul ngiyakhohlwa ngasemuva ngizelulela kuloko kuphambili.
That you say together with Paul, I forget what lies behind and I stretch forward to what lies ahead.
He says, I forget.
Uthi mina
ngiyakhohlwa. I am stretching forward.
Imina futhi engilangazelela lokho kuphambi kwami.
And that I has got to carry the cross daily.
Ilo mina ke odinga ukuthi uthabathe isiphambano usuku nosuku.
Ukhona ngikhumbule engicabanga lezi zinsuku kaningi.
I thought of something often these days.
Ukuthi kuyahlupha ukuba impilo yobuKristu iguge.
It's a pity that people's spiritual lives grow old.
Your spiritual life should be fresh, not older than one day.
Impilo yakho yokomoya bekufanele ibe fresh njalo. Uma ungabala ungathi unosuku lodwa njalo.
Akufanele ukuthi ufane nesinkwe esidala sesabalukhuni. Kodwa kwaba khona usuku lapho siphuma eziko uzwe iphunge elimnandi.
Your spiritual life shouldn't be like old stale bread, but it should be like freshly baked bread which has that wonderful smell.
Ukhona itolo enkulu namhlanje zinemshini enephunga lesinkwa esihle. But fake stall uthi uyangena sabamnandi si fresh bahamba bayothenga izinkwa ngoba bezwe iphunga kanti umshini odala iphunga.
There are even some supermarkets which have a machine that sends out an odor that is exactly like freshly baked bread. And then people are drawn by this wonderful fragrance. They go and buy the bread. And all the time, it's not the bread that's giving off that odor. It's just this machine.
Kusho ukuthi uma bethole iphunga lesinkwa esisha lekhekhe bahamba balithenge bathi yakufuna lokhu.
People are attracted by that smell of freshly baked bread. They want to go and they buy it. They are drawn by it, attracted by it. They even prepare to pay for it.
Ngakhala ngalezi zinsuku ngibona abanye abantu. Ngikhumbula lapho bephila. Namabandla ephila. kodwa uma ufika namhlanje akusekho sokuyisonto ningizwe kahle sekuyisonto bayasonta yes hayi ukuthi khona ukuphila.
And I was sad these days when I had to think of certain people and even certain congregations where they were alive on fire for the Lord. But today when you look at them and you see them, it's just become, allow me to say it in this way, it's just become a church. That's all that remains.
Akukho lokho okubonayo ukuthi nanga uNkulunkulu nakho ukuphila kaNkulunkulu.
There's no vibrant life. There's you don't see the life of God there, that you can feel the presence of God when you're there.
Your spiritual life shouldn't be older than a day. Daily we should be renewed. Daily.
Impilo yakhe yokomoya ifuneka bintshe shanjalo ngoba ngathi uzalwa ngalo lolo suku.
Daily living in the very presence of a thrice holy God.
Usuku nosuku uphila phambi kaNkulunkulu ongcwele kathathu.
Noma usufana nalo mfundisi omkhulu. Lo dumini omkhulu. Laphelinde ethi semlinde isikhathi esikhathi. Athathe iBhayibheli aliphose phansi. Alijikijele phansi.
Or are you like that preacher who, after he had waited for so long, took his Bible and he threw it down there because he was upset?
UJesu uthi uma umuntu efuna ukungilandela, akayidele, athabathe isiphambano.
Jesus says, if you want to follow me, deny yourself, take up your cross daily, and follow me.
Paul says,
with tears I have to say that there are some who live and yet they are enemies of the cross.
Thabathi isiphambano sakho usuku nosuku. It will take all the strength you've got. And I'm telling you, you haven't got enough strength. You'll need Christ and His grace to take that cross daily anew.
Kudinga ukuthi usithathe leso siphambano usuku nosuku. Kuzokuthatha onke amandla onawo. Kodwa lawo nawo ngeke anele. Kudinga ukuthi uNkulunkulu uthola amandla kuyena ukuba ukwazi ukusithwala.
Uma ungakwenzi usuku nosuku. Usuku nosuku. Isono siyongena. Siyongena kuwe.
And if you don't do it daily, then sin will start coming in daily.
Besuthole umntwana kaNkulunkulu ongasakhululekile.
And then you find a child of the Lord no longer free.
Qindezelekile.
Depressed.
Athu mutawo sengiyaqindezeleka kungcono ukuthi sale sengishiya.
And you find a person saying, oh, it doesn't help anymore, and it's getting too much for me, I'm just going to give up. Jesus has never said that it will be easy when you become a Christian. In fact, there's nothing as heavy as a cross. But at the same time, there's nothing as wonderful as the cross. But you need to deny yourself so that you are prepared to take up the cross. If you don't deny yourself, you won't be able to carry the cross. Because the cross means that you no longer have any rights.
Siphilanga esikhatsi amalungelo nohulumeni ulwela amalungelo abantu.
We live in a time of rights, where even the government fights for the rights of everyone.
Ingane ilwela amalungelo.
Fighting for the rights of young people and the rights of women. Probably won't take long anymore, and the men will start fighting for their rights. And the workers fight for their rights.
Kodwa uma uthatha leso siphambano sigone uzethwese ngakho ayaphela amalungelo.
Everyone fights for their own rights, but the day you embrace the cross, then all those rights fall away.
I can't be treated like that. I'm just like dirt. They're just trying to break me. What does the cross do? Have you ever had a vision of the cross? And a person taking it up daily, what that person will be like?
Umuntu atau sengiyahluleka bayanginyathela nje angiselutho bazama ukungiphula nje hayi sekungaphezulu kwamandla. Awukwazi usibona isiphambano sangempela nokuthi umuntu osithabathayo usuku nosuku ukuthi ungumuntu onjani.
Uma uthwele isiphambano awunaso amalungelo. Abantu bangeza thi bangakukhahlela, bangakuhlaba, bangakubhuqa. Awukwazi ukubamangalela ngoba uthwele isiphambano.
When you carry the cross, people can spit on you. They'll mock you, they'll kick you, they'll mistreat you. You cannot do anything because you're carrying your cross.
And don't carry it just last year or 10 years ago and remember those wonderful and golden times. Have you taken it upon you today? Namhlanje uthathile. Uthabathe isiphambano. Setshenzwe isono. Kungabikho lutho lubi empilweni yakho.
That you take up your cross today, that sin is dealt with in your life today, that no evil is found in your life and in your heart today.
Ube njengofileyo maqondana nesono. Ube njengofile maqondana nezwe.
That you are dead to sin, dead to the world.
Ufile maqondana namafesheni.
Dead to the fashions of the world.
Ufile maqondana nomina qobo lwami.
And dead also to your own ego, your own will.
Ufile maqondana nezono zakho, usuyijenge sidumbu ezonweni.
Dead.
Izwe liyazama ukukheha, liyakubiza akusho lutho.
Dead to sin. Even the world, when it entices you with sin, it doesn't attract you.
Umuntu uyaqalekisa wena uyambusisa.
When someone curses you, you bless him.
Umuntu ukhuluma kabi ngawe wena ukhuluma kahle ngaye.
When someone speaks evil about you, you speak good about him.
Sin has been dealt with, and it's being dealt with daily in your life.
Isono
it can't take roots.
Isono sisetshenziwe empilweni yakho. Asakwazi ukukhula ngoba asikwazi ukumila.
Thabatha isiphambano usuku nosuku bese ke kuphelelwa amandla. Ngeke liphole uthando lwaqala usazoqhubeka.
Take up your cross daily, then you will never grow weary, you won't lose strength, you will have strength to carry on if you carry it daily.
Kade sibona abantu bephelelwa ukukholwa, behlubuka, bekhezuka endleleni.
We've seen many people starting their Christian life and walk, but they don't get very far. They get lost on the way because they don't carry the cross daily. Let's never part with the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us be people who deny ourselves, people who take up our cross daily, and people who follow the Lord Jesus. It would be wonderful if we'd be people that listen and then obey what he tells us. And that when people look at your life, that they can see, one can see that this person carries the cross of our Lord Jesus. May it be so. Don't just kick the cross. Like the Lord said to Paul, you're just kicking against the pricks. But rather you should carry the cross. And God will help you. The Bible
says, mortify your members. Kill them. Killing your sin. And may the cross symbolize that. The cross that you are carrying. That you are killing your members. Your evil members.
Ibhayibheli lithi bulala amalinga amalungu omzimba. Amabi okukubi isono esiphakathi kwakho sibulale kwangathi isiphambano singasho lokhu sichaze lokhu empilweni yakho.
Nkulunkulu usho kuwe ukuthi zibulale hayo munye wena.
And God is saying it to you personally, not to someone else, but to you.
Kill it.
Sibulale. Let us stand and we'll bow our heads and pray. Lord, we'd like to say, take your camera and take a photo of each one of us. That it can become evident whether we are carrying our cross or not. Are we people that deny ourselves and follow you by taking up our cross? Lord, work in a wonderful and an amazing way. That we will do what you tell us every day. That we won't miss a day. And that we don't even go and say, well, we fast and we pray, and all the time forgetting to take up our cross daily. We say we're seeking your face, and all the time you're telling us, get up and take up your cross. Lord, by your grace, help each one of us that we'll take up our cross, even though it's heavy and it's difficult.
Amen.
Amen.